Rabbi Akiva Aimer, Aimer. Hari Yoimer, I can prove to you that it can't be Tashbisu is on Yom Tov. Because it says, Achba Yoimer Rishon Tashbisu Sarmi Batechem. It's Siv Kamalach Alay Yasa Bahem. Umatzinu Lavar Shiav Malacha. So it can't be that the Torah said Burcham is on Pesach, is burning is also on Pesach. So it must be that Tashbisu is on Erev Pesach. This is Abaya from the top of the page. So it comes out, Abaya is like Rabbi Yaisi, and Rava is like the first Tana, Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Kiva is now a new Shita. Now we have a new shita, the shita of Rabbi Akiva. How do you know you're not allowed? How do you know that it didn't touch Bisa was there on Yom Tov? Because it could not possibly be on Yom Tov. Amar Rava. Shmami na mid Rabbi Akiva's loss. So we learn out three things. Shmami na ain bi or chametz elas raya. We learn out that Rabbi Akiva's shita is that you have to burn it. Because if you can destroy chametz without a malacha, so maybe that's what you have to do on Yom Tov. B'shmami na havara l'chalak yatzis. How do you see havara l'chalak yatzis? How do you see that? That havara, the iser, there's a machlaikis, it's burning, lighting a fire on Shabbos is a lav or not. It says, lo'i sevaru eish b'chol ma'ish v'seh. There's a shita that holds havara l'lav yatzis. That havara, that says lo'i sevaru, to tell you it's not one of the lamites malachas. Separate malacha. So shmami na havar l'chalek yatzis. So Rashi learns that we know havar l'chalek yatzis because he called it an av malacha. In the language Rabbi Akiva uses, Rabbi Akiva uses the lashon av malacha. So that's enough proof. Taisis brings the second pshat, the reverse pshat, the top taisis. Because if it would only be alive, it wouldn't be one of the Mamites Malachis, it would not be Asra Yom Tov. You know what Taisus is saying? This is something we're going to get back to later. Taisus said that what's Asra Yom Tov is only the Mamites Malachis of Shabbos, not things that are incidental to Shabbos. Let's say Shabbos is a mitzvah to make Kiddush. Does that mean automatically on Yom Tov is a mitzvah d'oraisa to make Kiddush? No. Like a Mishnah says that Kiddush on Yom Tov is a drabana. Why? Because we don't learn everything on Yom Tov from Shabbos. All we learn from Yom Tov to Shabbos, from Shabbos to Yom Tov, is Lamites Malachis. That's it. Something that's a lav, so we will learn it from one to the other. There's a third pshat in the Rabbeinu Chananel, which you can see on the side. He says that if Havara would be a lav, then we would say that Atzei Daicha Laisa Atzei. We would say Tashbisu is a mitzvah on Pesach, on Yom Tov. Aye, there's a lav, Laisavar Uesh B'chol Mesh V'sech, and now I make a fire. We would say, no. As the Atzei of Tashbisu is Daicha the Laisa Atzei of Laisavar. So therefore, if you hold Havar the Lav Yatzis, Rabbi Kiva's shot wouldn't be true. The Gemara says Shmami Na that he holds Havar l'chalek yatzis. Havar is one of the lamites malachis. All the malachis of Yom Tov, the lamites are asay and alois asay. Says not to do malach and it says Shabbosayim that Yom Tov has to be a day of rest. So Mamela, that's how we know he holds the lav yatzis. Every av malach is asay and alois asay in Yom Tov. And if this would be a separate lab, it would only be a lab. That's all it would be on Shabbos. And the male on Yom Tov would also be only a lab. Shmamina is loyamina and hoyel v'chutra avar v'tzayr v'chutra namina. You must know what this means. This is called, in halachic language, this is called mitaych. Now you might wonder, why is it called mitaych? If the Gemara says hoyel v'chutra avar v'tzayr v'chutra namina. And the answer is because in Ksubis and in Beya it uses a lashon b'toich shehutra b'tzayr b'chutra namishlo yitzar. There's no significant difference, except that people get confused. So you should know that this is called mitaych, and What does Mitaych say? Mitaych shehutra l'tzayrach, hutra nami shalai l'tzayrach. Now this is a very misunderstood halacha. The Torah permits malacha l'tzayrach eichel nefesh. The Torah permits carrying on yantiv, cooking on yantiv, lighting a fire on yantiv, l'tzayrach eichel nefesh, for food. That's all the Torah says, also in the Chumash. Only eichel nefesh. No. People carry tissues on yantiv. They don't think to eat the tissues, not eichel nefesh. So we have a rule. The rule is mitayach. Mitayach shehutra l'tzayrach, hutra nami shalai l'tzayrach. That means mitayach, that the Torah permitted certain malachis, l'tzayrach eichel nefesh, those malachis which are routinely necessary or used for food purposes, hutra nami shalai l'tzayrach, those malachis which are eichel nefesh malachis, are mutter, shalai l'tzayrach eichel nefesh. Okay, so shalai l'tzayrach doesn't mean for no use. It means shalai l'tzayrach eichel nefesh. For non-food purposes. Which means that eichel nefesh tells us which malachis are mutter. Once it's mutter, it's already mutter even for any other purpose. But it's got to be a tzayrach hayayim. Got to be a tzarech of that day. It's usher to carry on Yom Tov for tzarech machar. And this is, people make a mistake. When you go to Mincha Maariv on one day Yom Tov, you're not allowed to carry your keys with you, your house keys with you, because when are you going to use them? After Maariv, you're going to come back home and use them. So you're carrying on Yom Tov for tomorrow. You're not allowed to carry on Yom Tov for tomorrow. It's not mutter shalai l'tzayrach. It has to be a tzayrach hayayin. If it couldn't mutter, it was shalai l'tzayrach eichel nefesh. But it's got to be a tzayrach hayayin. Well, very often, newlyweds on Pesach, they go to Sedarim. Once they did to their parents, and once they did to their in-laws. So, when do they travel? They travel the afternoon, Pesach day, afternoon. They carry with them their kittel. They carry with them their pajamas. Whatever it is they're taking. It's awesome. Because on Yom Tov, you're allowed to carry pajamas, even though you're not going to eat it. But it's got to be something you're going to use that day. A lot of guys are machmir, they go to sleep in the afternoon. They didn't carry their pajamas, right? They said, you're going to go to sleep in the afternoon, then it's a tzarech hayayin. Or you do it your kittel. Okay. It's got to be a need. It's got to be a tzarech, right? You can wear it. You could wear the kit.
You can.
What?
You have pajamas too?
Yeah.
Because I'm in pajamas.
But, no, but it's a halacha which is not known. People tell me, I tell Masasa, what do you mean? That's how Shachal Tzairach, but you're not in Shalai Tzairach. What's the problem? Shalai Tzairach only means you can carry things that are Lai Tzairach as a message. But it has to be a Tzairach of that day. You're not allowed to carry a Yantiv for the next day, for no purpose at all. If you might want to go home, if somebody goes to shul a couple hours earlier and he's specific and want to go home, then he can carry his feet. Someone goes right before Shkia to Mincha, so there's no chance he's going to go home. He gets off. Depends on the other situation. What? The shift carrying is any amount. To get Malkus or Nisa, there's a certain shift. But the Isser is also ready. So why do we end up in this Gemara? Are you allowed to burn Chametz on Pesach? Where does the Gemara end up? Are you allowed to burn Chametz on Pesach?
No.
What does it say in our Gemara? What's the Maskon of our Gemara? Are you allowed to burn Chametz? What? On Pesach Yom Tov, the Matzon of our Gemara is that it's mutter. Hello, anybody home? Our Gemara's Matzon is that it's mutter. Why? It's only Rebbe Akiva who holds we don't say mitzvahs. Right? Is that what the Gemara says? Shema mina lo yamina nehayol v'chol tzarech v'shem v'shalay tzarech. Everybody in this room knows that we paskin, that we do say mitayach. We know you're allowed to carry keys, and you're allowed to carry tissues, you're allowed to carry pajamas on Yom Tov if you need it for that day. That's because we pass the Yedusei Mitzvah. So comes out from this Gemara, you're allowed to burn chametz on Pesach. Yes, it's a Beferish Gemara. Tosfos pointed out. Tosfos lo yamrina mitayach. Di yamrina mitayach. Tosfos says if you say mitayach, shari. Apagav to be in a tzairach hayayim katsas. It has to be at least some need for that day. Hachamashem mevay. Have a tzairach. The mitzvah of burning chametz. That's a tzairach.
Why are we covering
the tzairach? Oh, good kasha. That's the kasha. What?
You don't need to
come. One second. Taisa says that if you hold, you do say mitzayim, which is lahalacha, that you're allowed to burn chametz on Pesach. That's what Taisa is saying. If you hold, you do say mitzayim, you're allowed to burn chametz on Pesach. We all know, although we didn't get there yet, and Alvaz, that if you find chametz on Pesach, kaifa lo kli, which means that you don't burn the chametz on Pesach. Pashtus. It's a stira, the two sugis and Gemara. I'm trying to miss the kasha. The Da'a Gemara says that if you hold up mitayich, you're allowed to burn chametz on Pesach on Yom Tov. And later the Gemara is going to say kaifal of kli, and which means that you don't burn it. You just turn a keli upside down on top of it, and that's enough. These two sugis are apparently sicer one to the other. And in Shulchan Aruch, in Halacha, and all the Rishonim, you'll see they all paskin, we don't burn chametz on Pesach. Without exception, they all paskin, it's awesome. And that's all the stira to the sugya. The sugya said that you're allowed to burn chametz on Pesach.
You have to have a legitimate
nefesh. Oh, Shalai means you have to have a need, even if it's not a nice old nefesh purpose. Just has to be a tzarech hayayim. Right?
And
burning
yep. The chametz itself.
Our Gemara says it is, because it says Shema Minah. It says Shema Minah that Rabbi Kiva hold, doesn't hold of Matayach, because if Rabbi Kiva held of Matayach, he would be Matah burning on Pesach. So obviously Rabbi Kiva, the Our Gemara holds, that if you hold of Matayach, you're allowed to burn it on Pesach. Is it a Tzarech Hayyan? So this Teretz says in the Shita Mekubeses and Ksubis Daf Zayin, Shang the Raivit, I believe. And the Magen Avraham also brings this teretz down in Simin Tuf Me'avav Sekat Gimel. That our Gemara is now talking, Rabbi Kiva is talking, if the mitzvah of Tashbisu would be on Yom Tov. If the mitzvah of Tashbisu would be on Yom Tov. Rabbi Kiva is saying that if you hold the mitzvah, you'd be permitted to burn it. But that's not lahalacha. Lehalacha, the mitzvah of Tashbisu is Erev Yom Tov. And being that it's Erev Yom Tov, so that burning it on Yom Tov is awesome. Those are the words that it says in the Magen Avraham and in the Radim. Again, one more time. Agimara Rebbe Kiva Yisef Da'al Kav. Rebbe Kiva was saying, if Tashbisu would be on Yom Tov, you couldn't burn it. Because Rebbe Kiva doesn't hold the mitzvah. If he did hold the mitzvah, then if Tashbisu would be on Yom Tov, you'd be allowed to burn it. La halacha. If Tashbisu would be a mitzvah on Yom Tov, we hold the mitzvah, you'd be allowed to burn it on Yom Tov. But since we end up Tashbisu as a mitzvah on Erev Yom Tov, so it's a mitzvah of Erev Yom Tov. So on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to burn chametz. Which means,
it's not
therefore, that's right. That's right.
That's
right. Why is it a tzara?
You have to get rid of it. Even though, so you wear it with candles, you still have balance of myself, you have to get rid of it.
That's a tzara. Why is covering it enough? If one sheet is tzitzis, you should be able to have a teretz for you. Huh? Why is covering it enough? Why is it tzarech hayayim to burn the chametz? I don't want to be able to buy your own bayim asa. What? If you like, I'll cover it, I'm not going to end up eating it. But I'm either buy your own bayim asa, I want to burn it.
You want to burn it?
Why do you want to burn it?
Why
do you want to burn it? Why do you want to burn it? so like Taisa's Shita, on Chavtes Amidais, Taisa's Shita was that chametz that you put aside with a plan of burning, you're not able to buy your own Vayimata. So then everything is fine. According to Taisa's Shita, it's good. That Rav Shlomo Zalman has a piece on this, and this he says is, would be good according to Taisa's Shita, Chavtes Amidais, that if you put away chametz in order to destroy it later, you're not even by your Avayimata. So then it's fine. Then on Pesach, if a person has chametz, kaifel of kli is enough. Because there's no need to burn it. But right now, Mekano Lahaba, it is. Till now, I was in by your Avayimata, I was an Aynus maybe, or Shaykhin. But now that I'm covering it with a keli, I'm designating it to be burned. Now I'm not even by your own answer. So according to Taisa Shita, we have a glass of mahalach, and everything would be fine. The problem is that we have to be able to explain the Gemara according to the Rambam and others who disagree. Would disagree with us. So now it's not a tzairah, because why do you have to burn it for? There's no reason. Well, if there's a mitzvah to burn it, it would be a tzairah, but now there's no mitzvah. No, but I'm not even by Rabbi Yimatzeh. The Shvisu is Arabian. The mitzvah is by Rabbi Yimatzeh. I'm not over anyway. So it's okay.
Right when you
count it. What? Well, Zayber out of Zayber. As far as burning it, I don't have a need to burn it. Every second to move on. Alright, there are three sheepers in the Rishayim regarding the burning of Chametz. On Pesach. We'll try as much as we can cover to go through the three shittas, and when we get to Davah, the Kaifel of Kli, which is coming very soon, it's smack in the middle of an hour, so hopefully we'll return to whatever we leave out today. But you have to know that there are three shittas in the Rishayim. Rashi Shita, which we're going to get to on Davah, is that in Achinami you're allowed to burn chametz on Pesach, the Fresh Gemara. The Gemara on Vav Amid Aleph is talking where a person did bittul. He was mevatel the chametz. So he's not over any issur d'oraisa anymore. He did bittul. So hayayis, he did bittul. So now it's a din d'rabbanan. The din d'rabbanan, the rabbanan said that even if you did bittul, you should still get rid of the chametz. So for the din d'rabbanan, for a d'rabbanan, we don't burn chametz on Pesach, we cover it with a case. But it's not a serious argument. Agamar is saying that it would be, if you didn't do bittul, in the ikar din is or chametz, you're allowed to burn it. And Rashi holds lahalacha. Let's say you have a man who forgot to do bittul, Erev Yom Tov. He forgot to be mevatel his chametz. Rashi holds lahalacha, you're allowed to burn the chametz on Pesach. Because if you didn't do bittul, you're taka deraisa, and that burning is a tzairah chayayim. And Rashi holds that burning you shouldn't be able to buy your rabbi, yamat is a tzairah, and then maybe you're allowed to burn it. That's Rashi Shita. That you're allowed to burn chametz shalai bitlai. Chametz shalai bitlai, you're not allowed to burn. What's the problem with the Shita? Logically, Sara? What is Rashi saying? That if you didn't do bittul, you're allowed to burn it. Why? It's a tzara hayay. If I did do bittul, so I'm over only with Rabban. That's only a Durabana that I'm
aware.
So, in the Durabana, Rashi says that's not a Sire.
You can't wait for Chametz in your house, according to Rashi. You have to read right there in the start. It wouldn't be enough just to type it on the page. Only Chametz is all right, because you're.
But the question is, what about the Malach of burning? It should it be Mutzer or also to burn Chametz if you did this?
But there is the Mitzvah to do it.
It's for the rice of
Rabban. The rice, because you have to burn it, since otherwise we're going to buy you all day Monday.
You're not going
to
buy
all day Monday. You're not going to buy all day
Monday. No, remember we explained Taisa and Rashi on that face of Rabban, Rashi and Beis. We explained Rashi that if you did bittul, it's good men are tired. The Ram said, well, chayish is shemalei that mani yafa yafa, or shemayazim e bitulai. The Ram said, but calls the man is not chayim e bitulai, it's only the Rabban. Should you be allowed to do malach on yantif for the Rabban? What do you think? For Mitzvah Drabbana, should you be allowed to do Malach on Yom Tov? Huh? Is that called the Tzairah?
Yeah.
from Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim says, any that's mutzal tzaras, mutzal shalai mitzrayim. So let's say there's a drabbanon dik a mitzvah, kriya satayr. There's a mitzvah drabbanon. There's the kiyum of their asses, to be the same thing. Let's say luluf, sheng luluf, the second day yantif. There's a mitzvah drabbanon. So am I allowed to carry luluf to shul the second day yantif? Everybody knows the answer, right? Am I carry luluf to shul the second day yantif? Yes. I, it's only mitzvah drabbanon. So this is Tysus Kasher and Rashi. Tysus on Ksuvus Dav Zayin says, what's the difference between a Derais and a Drabban? If I can carry a candy because I'm just in the mood to eat it, so why can't I carry do a malacha for something that's a Mitzvah Drabban? It's taka true. There's Ma'amat and Torah, there was no such Tyra. But who cares? A mitzvah drabbanon should be allowed to carry for a mitzvah drabbanon. It's no worse than it's no worse to light a fire because I want a coffee, or to light a fire because I want to do a mitzvah drabbanon burning chametz. So Tysus is matmiyan Rashi, and we'll have to get back. When we get to Rashi on Daf Vav, hopefully we'll try to understand Rashi. Rashi sounds like a pelatzum. That for a mitzvah drabbanon you're not allowed to carry the words. For Mr. Drabbanon, he can't be over their eyes. The words, at first glance, make sense. For Drabbanon, he can't be over their eyes. But the point is that you're allowed to be over the their eyes to even just to suck a candy or to make a coffee, because it's not considered an instant. So why shouldn't the Mr. Drabbanon be more? A kapanim, shita number one is Rashi Shita, that you're allowed to burn chametz shalai bitlai. And only chametz shalai bitlai, Mr. Drabbanon, that's awesome. Second shita is the shita of Tysus and Ksuvus Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. Tysus holds that mitzad the din d'oraisa, you'd be allowed to burn chametz on Pesach any time. Sai if it's chametz, sai you're mevatlet, sai you're mevatlet. Min ha-tayri, you'd be allowed to burn it. But there's a side problem, and that's the problem of muktzah. Taisa says that chametz on Pesach is muktzah. It's also betilchon. And being that chametz on Pesach is muktzah, it's also betilchon. So mamele you're stuck, and you can't, you're not permitted to burn, to take the chametz and destroy it, or even throw it to the yam, because it's muktzah. You're not allowed to handle the chametz. That's Taisa's shita. So what? Well, that's a good question, and we'll get back to it. Okay, what? Yeah, it's on the carpet, it'll be a little hard, but... okay, we'll discuss that. There's a base I like to talk about. Okay. But this is Taisa Shita. We first have to understand Taisa Shita. What does Taisa say? The Torah tells you burn chametz. You have a Bayu Rabbi right now, that there is this Bayu Rabbi. And still... then I'll tell you the allowed to burn it. Midrabanan is an isser al smuktzah. What's the flaw in Tysus thinking?
The only reason it's
smuktzah
is because you're not allowed to use it. You're not allowed to use it, then it's
smuktzah.
But if
yes.
You're allowed to use it,
then burn it. That's using it. I'm not using it. It's not no use. I'm not using it. I'm doing it at mitzvah by burning it. That's using it. I think. Or the question about Tysus Shita. Is why is it Rabbanon the Vatan Deraisa? The Issa Muktzah, it's a question. The Chazal say, in Issa Muktzah, in a case where you're going to lose the Deraisa, it's such a Shaila in the. First, let me tell you, the Stipler, the Kibbutz Yaakov and Bey of Simon Vav, has the Arichas that I'm about to discuss with you. It's all in the Stipler. And I believe he brings down the Shaila. Somebody had a Shaila. It was Sukkos. He had Aravis. The Aravis were possible. The only Aravis that he was able to get were Aravis that a guy cut off an Arava bush on Yom Tov, which are Aravis that are Muktzah. Anything which is removed from being Mechubel Karka on Yom Tov is Muktzah. So the question is, if the only way I could be Mekayim the mitzvah of Arba Minu, is by taking a muktzah arava. Which is more important? Should I better be either this a muktzah and shake dalad minin, or should I better not shake dalad minin? I'll be mavatla daraisa because of this a muktzah.
First
thing, let's say that.
In any case,
it's a person. Okay. It's a that has a use on Yom Tov.
In general, I'm
going to blow Shifer because Chazal were not geyser. We know that Chazal were not geyser to be Mevatel
the
Isser.
I mean, that's the first
day of the Shabbos. The Chazal specifically were geyser. There's no question Chazal have the power to make us. Chazal have a power to be mavatla deraisa b'shev al tarta. They certainly have that kaya. The question is that Chazal did not make a specific zayrus. How do we understand their intention? Do they intend to say muktzah is mavatla deraisa or not? There's a similar question in the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer that someone whose esrig became possible, but he had another esrig which he hung up as nois sukkah. And I think you all know that nois sukkah is muktzah. The shaila was if he could take this esrig, which was nois sukkah, which is muktzah. He had the choice. Either, apparently, he had no other option of borrowing someone else's esrig. So the question was, what's more important? To not touch the muktzah, and even though you'll be mevatel deraisa, or to be mevatel the muktzah and to do the deraisa? The Stipler says that from this Taisis we see Taisis Shita is that Muktzah is Aser on Muktzah is Aser even B'makim Mitzvah. Rashi, who holds you're allowed to burn it, apparently disagrees. Machlek is Rashi the Taisis. Rashi holds that you're allowed to be Metatul Muktzah, Mitzarech Mitzvah. And Taisis holds that it's also to be mitzvah muktzah l'tzarech mitzvah. The Stipler brings that this is actually a machlokes, the Rosh and the Rashba. The Rosh and the Rashba in Beya argue in a case where someone shechts on Yom Tov. You're allowed to shech the chicken on Yom Tov. You all know. You're allowed to shech the chicken, right? At the chicken, you have to do kisei adam afterwards. So the Mishnah says that if you're going to shech the chicken on Yom Tov, you should prepare afar muchan mevay yayin. You should prepare earth mevay yayin. They should be able to do kisei adam. What happens if you already shechted the chicken and you discover that you have no earth? Now you have earth. You can dig. You can dig up some earth. The question is, are you allowed to take afar muktzah, earth which is muktzah? Let's say you have ashes in your stove and wood that burns on Yom Tov. No, you're allowed to, it's muktzah. Are you allowed to take muktzah earth or muktzah ashes and use that for kisei adam? The Rosh holds that it's mutter, and the Rashba holds that it's awesome. The Stipler says that this is the machlokes, Rashi and Taisis, the machlokes, the Rosh and the Rashba. If you're allowed to be metaltel muktzah for a tzara sitzvah, apparently Taisus holds that muktzah is such a strong gezeira that even if you're going to miss the deraisa, you're not over yisurei muktzah. And Rashi holds, I can't. Rashi the Rosh holds that no, with zeicha there is the muktzah in order to be mekayim the mitzvah deraisa. So it's not a problem. The Stipler says we find such a shita. The muktzah is so strong it should be better than deraisa. So the problem with Tosis is that I mean the other Rishonim hold that it's a chiddush. They disagree for that reason. But it's not a kasha on Tosis. As a matter of fact, the Stipler says I have a beferish of Mishnah that's a raya to Tosis. The Mishnah Maseches Rosh Hashanah. It says that if you have a mefakhin et hagal, if you have only one shaper in town, and it's in a building that collapsed, it's in a collapsed building, the only way to get to it is to remove the stones which are on top of the building in order to be able to get in. A mefakhin et hagal, lahavi shaper beyante. You're not allowed to be over in the Issa Muktzah in order to get to a shaita. So we see that the Issa Mufs is so strong that it is daicha even in a situation where you can't be mekayim v'daras. So Tzadok says, l'chayra, that Mishnah is a kasha on Rashi, on the Rosh. The beferish a Mishnah that you're not able mukta to do a daraisa. What's the teretz? Anybody thinking? Ein b'fak in agal. Is it really a raya that mukta is daicha Mishnah? It's what?
Maybe it's more
than Mokta. Assumes that it's only in its Mokta. It's only in its Mokta. But are the two cases similar?
No, Mokta
the said that it's not such a strong raya. Rashi will answer. That Mokta, which is a preparation for a mitzvah, removing stones so you can get to the mitzvah, that Rashi's maida, that you're not allowed to do. Ain't the fact of the Sakha. But where the mitzvah itself entails handling mukta. In order to do kisei adam, you have to handle her. In order to burn chametz, you have to handle the chametz in order to destroy it. The meila, where it involves, the mitzvah itself involves tiltum. So there, Rashi and the Rosh hold its mutter. Tosfos and the Rosh behold, Ahav became its aser. And the Shaila of the Arava, the Stifle says that Shaila will be totally in this machlaikis, the Rosh. And Rashi against Tosfos and the Rosh. So we learned the Chodesh Dika Shita, Tosfos Shita, that you'd be allowed to burn chametz in the Ikar Adin. The only problem is that there's under a separate problem of Mukta, that's the whole issue. The Beis Halevi, Chelek Aleph Simen Yud Beis, deals with what should be an obvious question. What pshat in Tosfos? You can't burn chametz because of mukta. So who says you should bring the chametz to the fire? Bring the fire to the chametz. What's your problem? You can't handle mukta. So you find some chametz. So okay, you can't take the chametz and bring it to the fire. But why can't you take the fire and burn the chametz in the kaima? Burn it where it is. Wherever it is. All right, if it's on your coffin, then you're not going to want to burn down your house. But you can kick, you're allowed to kick mukta with your foot. So why don't you kick the mukta into a place where you can burn it safely, and kick it into your bathtub, and burn it there. Why not? Why not burn the chametz? If Taisa Shita is, that mitzad the malacha of burning its mukta, then why can't you kick it somewhere and burn it in the kaima? It's on an earthen floor. Burn it in the kaima. This is the Beit HaLevi's cash. It is that most places can hold, yes. You're allowed to kick muksa with your foot. You can't kick it outside if you carry it. But in your house, it's a handy halacha to know. Mishnah Berurah says that tiltul begufai, you're allowed to handle muksa, not handle, but move mukta with your foot for any reason, according to Mishnah Berurah. And you should just know that the Chazon Ish argues, and whenever I tell people this halacha, I warn them, because it happened to me. I was once in Bnei Brak for Shabbos, and we went to eat by a relative. And the relative told us we couldn't eat by the Shabbos table because the candles had fallen off the candelabra on one of the settings, and there wasn't enough room. They said, we can't eat the Shabbos table, let's go and eat on the porch. So I told them, what's the problem? I stood up on a chair and I wanted to kick the candle off the setting, off the table, and there'd be no problem. So they started hollering at me, stop. I said, what's the problem? They said, no, this is Bnei Brak. Because initially it's also, you know, it's just a little more chumma than a deraisa, you know, Bnei Brak. So this sheet is that tilt of a goofa is us, and they're right. Bnei Brak is the city of the Chazon Ish. So if you visit Bnei Brak, you don't have to say it. But pretty much outside of Bnei Brak, we go to Pesach of Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah holds tilt of a goofa is mutter. It's a very handy halacha to know. You know, sometimes in the middle of Shabbos, you notice that your wallet fell down in the middle of the living room. So you're allowed to kick it under the couch or kick it someplace with your foot. Tilt of a goofa is mutter. Now, I'm going to get to Hilchos Mukta, but getting back to the Beis HaLevi, getting back to the Beis HaLevi, The Beit HaLevi talks about this kasha, but really the Beit HaLevi talks about a much broader topic. Beit HaLevi is about, this tshuva is about the question of whether mukta is asur bahana. There's a question in the Rishonim and in the Magen Avraham. If mukta is asur bahana, or only asur b'tzolto, on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. The Magen Avraham understands the Rashba to hold that mukta is asur bahana. What's the makar? The makar is a halacha of ein masikin b'shivrei kelim. If a chair or a table break on Yom Tov, they're mukta. You have a keli, a wooden keli that breaks, it's mukta. Ein masikin b'shivrei kelim. You're not allowed to use it as firewood because it wasn't designated as firewood when Yom Tov started. It was designated as a chair. The chair broke. Ein masikin b'shivrei kelim. You're not allowed to use Shivrei Kelim as firewood. And the Rashba says not only are you not allowed to pick it up and put it into the oven, but also even if it's a broken keli in the oven, you're not allowed to go and light it without handling it. All you're going to do is masik, you're just going to put a fire under it and it's going to burn and you're going to bake with that fire. Ein masikin b'shivrei kelim, you're not allowed to use mukta as firewood. Even without, even if it was already in the oven, even if it was already in the oven, that the geisha cleaning helps. All broken chair, all broken wooden kelim used to go in the oven. Right? That's what they do. So it's already in the oven. It's a shivrei kelim in the oven. You still, you're not allowed light it. But Magen Avraham, we see mukta is asur b'hanah. See, not handling it. Mukta is asur b'hanah. Beis Halevi strongly disagrees with the Magen Avraham. Says there are arba gemarais mefurashais that mukta is mukta b'hanah, and it's taka pella. He asks the Beirish gemaras mishnas mishnayim some of them that mukta is mukta b'hanah. For example, the Mishnah says that if somebody wants to leave the mattress and he wants to, he doesn't have a mattress, he wants to use straw, wants to lie down on straw, and as it says. Magen Avraham, where it is? It seems to be some lady. It is that's probably the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says if you want to lie down on straw, straw is mukta. Straw was also used for firewood. We're talking on Shabbos. Straw is mukta. So now, if you want to make a mattress out of straw, you really have to pat it down and make it. You don't want it to be a lumpy mattress. You want it to be smooth. But the Mishnah says that you smooth it out the gufa, you lie down on it and you move your body back and forth. That's the makar for tiltable gufa is mutter. You move your body back and forth, you smooth it out, but you shouldn't do it with your hands. This is mutter. That's what it says in the Mishnah. That's the Beis HaLevi. 1 minute. You have enough for mutter. You said destroy it with your hands, you're not allowed to use it. Because it's mutter. And it says Beferish, you're allowed to lie down on it, you're allowed to sleep on it. So it's a Beferish Mishnah that Mukta is Mukta Vana. There's another Mishnah that says that you're allowed to sit. You need a place to sit. Nowadays we'd say you sit on a car. But the Mishnah says, Mukta Leshev Agabi Charoya Shodekel. You're allowed to sit on firewood on Shabbos. Even though firewood is Mukta on Shabbos. You want to sit, you're allowed to sit on Mukta. Not allowed to move mukta. You're allowed to sit on mukta.
So,
moving it for gufa would be mukta. He brings two other mishnayos, I guess. The other two have to do with hatmana. But he brings four, I think three out of the four are mishnayos, that it's mukta b'hanah. And that's what Beis HaLevi says. Mukta is mukta b'hanah. Aye, what are you going to do with the Rashba? The Rashba says, "Ein masikin b'shivrei kelim." You're not allowed to light fire to mukta. You're not allowed to light mukta on fire. Okay, so lady holds that the issa mukta is shimush mukta, using mukta, which is generally understood to be handling it. But burning it, he considers to be also a maisa with mufsa. It's not just sitting on it. It's a maisa you're doing with the mufsa. Despite the fact that you're not moving the mufsa via dayan, but burning mufsa, consuming mufsa, causing mufsa to be burnt, is also a shimush, a use of mufsa, which is awesome. It's the equivalent of silver. Of course, what's his raya? That shimush mukta is included in mukta. That burning mukta is included in mukta. What's his raya? What's the raya? From Taisis Suvistav Zai. He said that you're kaiful of kli because you're not allowed to burn chametz. Aye, why don't you burn the chametz in the kailai? Look, the Beis Halevi, this is a raya that burning chametz is also considered a maisa tiltul mukta, equivalent of tiltul mukta. And that's why it's awesome. So what do we come away with this discussion? An understanding of Taisa Shita, that Mukta is Yisurei, that you can't burn chametz on Yavtif because of the Din Mukta. That being the case, the stira between the two sugyas is answered as well. How's that? Well, Taisa is explaining that Bava Medal. Then the Bava Medal is why you're kaifel of Kli, why can't you burn it? So he says, does that answer Agamara? Agamara says you're allowed to burn it if you hold it tight. Does that answer Agamara? Somebody? Does that answer Agamara? What?
Not considered a mice.
Not?
Not considered a mice.
How much
is not? So if chametz is also not allowed to burn it, how come our Gemara says, or Bekiva says, if you have Bekiva holds a Matayach, you're allowed to burn it? Come on, somebody should figure it out, unless I'm making a mistake. What? Hang on. That's what Bekiva explained. He's explaining the Torah, the Chumash. When the Chumash said, burn it, it couldn't mean burn it on Pesach. Because I don't hold a mitzvah. But Kiva is saying, if I do hold a mitzvah, then it could mean burn it on Pesach. We're going down to Deraisa. Muksa doesn't play a role. Our Gemara is talking about before the Drabanim, before Simuk. Our Gemara is talking on the Tzitzayra, the Psukim and the Tzitzayra. What do the Psukim mean? Could Tashbisa mean Yantif? Kiva says, if you hold a mitzvah, it could mean burn it on Yantif. But Rabbi Kiva says, I don't hold a mitzvah. So it doesn't mean burn it on you. It's true. And when you're teaching the psukim, when you're talking about the psukim before the drabanan, if you hold a mitzvah, you're allowed to burn chametz. Sense? You're allowed to burn chametz if you hold a mitzvah. Isser muktzah came later. Our Gemara is darshaning the psukim. We're trying to understand what did the Torah mean when it said burn chametz. In the Deiraisa, Taisus is Maida. If you hold the Taisus, you're allowed to burn Chametz. Taisus holds the whole Isser is an Isser Drabanan of Mukta, which came later. So Halacha Lamaisa is Aser. But Din Taira is the Witaka of the Mukta, as it says in this Gemara. So we have so far two Shitas, Rashi Shita and Taisus Shita. Again, Rashi holds the Din. That Rashi Shita again is that you're allowed to burn it. You're taka allowed to burn chametz. It's light bit light, only a bit light tasser. And we have Taisus Shita who holds that you're never allowed to burn chametz because of an iser of mukta. The third Shita is the Shita Saran and the Ramban. The Ran is a Ksuvis Dazayin, and we call it the Ramban. It's also the Kesef Mishnah on this Ramban. It says that the reason you're not allowed to burn chametz is because it's a malacha of Havara. He holds that it's awesome in our Torah to burn chametz because of the malacha of Havara. It's also of malacha. It should be considered a tzaira, to be mekayim the mitzvah of destroying chametz of not being guided by Yira, by Yimatzeh. So the Kesef Mishnah says Lachem, why would buy it? You're not allowed to bring a carbon idol on Yom Tov. It's not considered to be a tzairah. But that's Lagavaya, that's Rosh Hashanah. The only time you say mitzayich is only a malacha that's a physical tzairah, not a mitzvah tzairah. This is what it says in the Kesef Mishnah. According to this Kesef Mishnah, would you be allowed to carry a lulav to shul on Shabbos? On Yom Tov rather. According to the Kesef Mishnah,
yes.
So you cannot carry a lulav to shul. The third mitzvah is not a mitzvah, but he says that this is not good. Even the first day was a mitzvah that would be. Yeah. The problem is, it's a Mishnah in Beya Dafyan Beis, which everybody yes on the Kesef Mishnah. The Mishnah that says you're allowed to carry gives examples. And gives three examples. Lulav, Sefer Torah, and a child. And we shouldn't say he's a child for a bris milah, which would make that a mitzvah too. The Mishnah gives three examples that you're allowed to carry on Yom Tov: a lulav, a sefer Torah, and a tinnach. Fresh Mishnah, you're allowed to carry a lulav on Yom Tov. So what are we going to do? It's a fresh mitzvah that you're allowed to do malacha for that a mitzvah is considered a tzairah.
Could you burn this cow?
It's not a good teretz, but the Ramban says it. Let's see why it's not a good teretz for the Ramban. The Ramban is good. So the Ramban says that there's a difference, at least the Ramban has understood, that there's a difference in a mitzvah hayyim. Lulav is a mitzvah which is designated for that. Kriya Tatira is a mitzvah which is designated for that day. Bris Milah, we're talking about an 8-day-old baby. It's designated for that day. Let's say you have a 10-day-old baby that didn't have a bris mizmana. Do we do a bris shalai mizmana on Yom Tov? No. That's a bris, certainly not. We don't do a milah shalai mizmana. Why? Because we're mechalek. A mitzvah which is a mitzvah hayayim. A mitzvah which is designated for that day, that's called a tzairah hayayim. And that's mutter. A mitzvah which is not a mitzvah of that day. It's a mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah of that day. So that, we do not say mitzvah, and we don't say, that's what the Kesef Mishnah means, that burning chametz is not a mitzvah which is designated for that day. It's designated. This word gets tricky. This is where it gets tricky. What does he mean it's not a mitzvah? I was going to try to explain it. But you're right. What does he mean? Burning chametz is not a mitzvah that day.
Yeah.
So then when I found it today, I have to burn it today.
You may miss this three
times on our page. Wait till tomorrow,
you're not going to
lose
it. You're
not
going to
lose
it. What about
Bayer Rav Bayer Mase? And
probably the plan burning the lady in the night.
So Zav Shem Shlomo Zalman has a piece on this issue. It's a Chelek Beis Mem Aleph Ois Gimel, and he brings down the Kesef Mishnah and the Kasha from Beis Daf Yud Beis and the Ramban, and he asks, why is it a tzairah hayayim? He says, Bishlam, if you hold like Taisus Sof Tesamid Beis, that if you plan to burn it, it's enough. That you're not Eber, not Eber today, so then he understands. But the Rambam, we're trying to catch the mission, explain the Rambam. And the Rambam doesn't hold like Tosis Chav Tesa B'Tes. So Shlomo Zalman says he doesn't understand what Pshat in the Kesef Mishnah. He wants to use the Rambam to explain the Kesef Mishnah. That it's not a Tzairah, because it's not a mitzvah, but L'chaira burning Chavetz is a mitzvah Sayyayim. It is a mitzvah that day. It's a problem. We have a problem now with this shita that holds that the Isra is the Isra Havara. The Lachair, it should be considered a Tzairah Chayim. To recap, we have three shitas. Every shita has something lechudish about it. First shita was Rashi shita. That you're allowed to burn chametz shalai bitlai and not chametz shabitlai. What's the problem with that? What's the problem with Rashi shita? Rashi Shita, Mitzvah Drabbanan should be a Tzaira too. So Rashi Shita. Then we had Taisa Shita, which is that it's Aser of Din Muktzah, which was probably the best Shita of the three so far. Because that, the Chiddush, that Muktzah, Tzaira Daraisa, we said, we find such a Shita, the Rashba holds that way. So that was Taisa Shita. We have now the third Shita, the Shita, which is probably most Rishayim, certainly the Ran, the Ramban, and the Kesef Mishnah, which is that burning chametz is aser al malacha, and this is a raisa al tavara. That brings a lot of problems. It brings, first of all, the problem, why is it considered a tzara chayayim? Second of all, it brings the problem, the stira of the two sugis. That how could the Kesef Mishnah and the Ran say that it's an issa malacha? Our Gemara says that it's not an issa malacha. Our Gemara says that it's mutter. So this is a problem which we're going to have to return to when we get back to the sugya by Kaifel of Hakli on Daf Bava Min Aleph. But it is Shlomo Zalman has Tumah Halkan in trying to explain it, but it's a problem we have to resolve. But what I'd like very much, we're now caught a little late. That is you to work a little harder. I'd like you to chazer. Today's shiur is very important. Rishita is about burning chametz. Even brought the Mishnah Berurah. Everything we discussed today, Mishnah Berurah brings down. Mishnah Berurah has a shayla. If you forgot to do vittel, what do you do? He brings down the machlokes. The question of being a mitzvah, being a tzarah hayayim, is also the big bir halacha. This is all very sadistic. We're going to return to it on the Bava Min Aleph. At the same time, the next sugya is a difficult sugya, the sugya ba'ira ba'yimatzeh. So we have to spend time on both. Chazer and Shir, and make sure to be prepared. Tomorrow we're going to start the next sugya. We didn't finish discussing this. The shaykhis to the top tzaisis, which I want to come back to, in this Hashem, we get to daf off. Hopefully we'll get back to, but the main thing is to get a kvarkai, the three sheet that we discussed.